Donald Trump was told to show up at federal court next Tuesday in Miami as he faces a second indictment, this time over his handling of classified materials after he left the White House. Trump, in a video posted on Thursday on his social media platform, said he was an innocent man.
Our country is going to hell, and they come after Donald Trump, weaponizing the Justice Department, weaponizing the FBI.
It marks the first time in American history a former president has been indicted on federal charges, adding to his legal troubles as he runs for president again. Russia and neighbor Belarus are making fresh nuclear weapons arrangements, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
President Vladimir Putin says Moscow will deploy some of its tactical nuclear weapons to Belarus next month, a move that the Belarusian opposition described as an attempt to blackmail the West. During a meeting with Belarus's Alexander Lukashenko, Putin said work on building facilities for the nuclear weapons will be completed by July 7 or 8, and they'll be moved to the territory of Russia's neighbor and ally quickly after that. The move comes as Ukraine has stepped up attacks in several sectors of the front line in what some observers see as the start of its long-expected counter-offensive. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
France's president has traveled to be at the side of families traumatized by the savage stabbings of four very young children. France's prime minister said all four children, aged between 22 months and 3 years old, underwent surgery. She said they are under constant medical surveillance and in stable condition. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The Sudanese government says the United Nations envoy to the country, a key negotiator in the